A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That is why I did it! That's number five! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Ah, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Now, guys, I have a question for you both.
Okay.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, I kind of like starting the show off with a pondering type, you know, discussion question to get the juices flowing, right? This one is, so tonight's Powerball in the U.S. is worth $1 billion.
Right.
$1 billion. So we don't have lotteries that big here in Canada, but let's say it's 100 million. I mean, only,
let's say it's even 70 million.
Okay,
is what
70
it goes
million.
To, right?
Yeah, that's a good amount.
So Jason,
yeah,
you and me go to, we're in a convenience store and you say, oh man, I forgot to play the lottery. I don't have my wallet on me. Can you lend me $10 to get a lottery ticket?
Okay.
I say, yeah, Jason, you're my friend. Here's $10. Mm-hmm. You then win $70 million.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How much do you have to give me?
Well, I think we'd have to split it.
There are some options. The original 10, you just pay me back my 10.
Oh, that's a dick move.
Imagine.
Right,
half the winnings.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
All the winnings.
Not all the winnings, no.
Or nothing.
Oh, those are the only options?
No, I'm just throwing some ideas out there.
I'm all for half. I'm good with that. Yeah. I asked. You weren't going to do it anyway. I didn't have the money. You gave me the money. We did it together. We split it.
Split it?
That seems fair.
Yeah. And that's in that specific situation.
Yeah, if it's you.
Can I throw a wrench into the thing? What if it's
by all means, a
totally different situation where, let's say, you have just lent Chris money.
Right.
You're like, ah, geez, I got to get gas. I need cash. Oh, I forgot my wallet. You say, here's $20. And you use 10 of that to buy lottery tickets.
Okay. Unbeknownst
to Jason, Jason just lent you a blanket amount of money, $20.
For whatever.
Yeah. He's just, here, have some of this, pay me back when you can. And you buy lottery tickets and win.
Right.
Now, in good conscience, I imagine you wouldn't be able to not give, but.
Yeah. I don't know if you
split it. And I'm not talking about the hiding, but does he deserve anything because he didn't specifically give it for lottery?
There was no, like in the first scenario, like there's,
morals aside,
I think there's like an implied consent, like we were playing the lottery together.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but in that other case, I just gave you money for gas.
Right.
And then you said, you know what, I'm going to get a lottery ticket too.
Yeah.
As a good human being, I assume you'd give me some money, but I don't know if it needs to be half.
I would say, hey, yeah, you're right. Because I think you'd be tickled pink anyways if I said, hey, remember that 20 you gave me? Well, I used a couple bucks of it to buy lottery because the gas, whatever, and here's $10 million.
I wouldn't complain with $10 million. Mm.
Oh my God, no.
He could have given me half, but. What? How much?
You'd have to get by your conscience would be, we have to set that aside. Like, that would get at you. It would eat at you that you won from his money and you didn't give him any, I imagine. But you have to keep conscience and morals aside, the morality of it.
But morality sometimes gets thrown out.
A lot of money.
It's easy for everyone to be moral when they're poor.
Sure.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
I'm not saying it shouldn't be. When you're rich, it should be easier because your life is easier. You should be much more moral. It should be your entire goal. But, I mean, people get greedy. People get, it's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I've never had any sort of money that anyone would care for.
No.
So I've never been like, how will I behave? I love wagging my finger at billionaires, but I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's be real.
But Chris shows up with a monocle one morning. He shows up with a monocle. We'll know. Those will be signs.
You love talking about how generous I am sometimes, but it's like I would be the opposite. I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think
barbed wire fences and big hedges.
Wouldn't you like to find out
how
you would be?
Yeah, somebody wants to donate $1 billion. So let's find out if Chris turns into a jerk fund. I'm in.
Take it back in a few years, but let us keep the interest and we'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, Jason. I think if it's implied that this is for lottery, let's buy a lottery ticket, then yes. If it's not, then, you know, at least like 10% of the winnings probably. No?
Yeah, I think that would be fair.
Someone texted in, half of the winnings unless I paid the money back before the lottery draw.
Well, of course. I think just
what
out of
mean?
No, but I'm thinking
still
of
use his money.
Of contractual, though.
Yeah, now that's there's a guy, a person with low morals. Right,
okay,
there.
Well, what if it's right here? Hey, geez. Give me $10, let me buy the lottery, and then you walk out to the car and say, because your wallet was in the car, and you say, here's that money back. But then you're still implied that you both bought the lottery in that case.
You didn't have it when you won.
That's true.
You bought the tickets with his money. Doesn't matter when you come across the other money.
You'd still have to share it.
They would look at the cameras. They would see you pass the money. You'd have a case. A lawyer would.
Yeah, for sure.
And they'd take it because it'd be a possible big payday.
Yeah. I don't.
You can mitigate all that by just being a good person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you want to donate to the Let's Find Out If Chris Is a Jerk Billionaire Fund. I can pass you my financial information. I just got to see your statement. Make sure you got the money first, and then we'll go from there.
Cool. I like it in cash.
Yeah, like I kind of already know, but we don't need to find out.
Just because I say mean things to you doesn't mean I'd give you
money. I was going
to
say you're not.
Oh. Anyways. All right. I like a question to start us off.
Sure. Great.
Yeah. Get the Joses. Joses. Get those Joses flowing.
Gotta flow your Joses.
Yeah. It didn't work.
Going in the morning.
It didn't work.
Maybe just ask some more questions.
Honestly. The Biggs and Barr Show. Might be a wise decision today to buy a helmet. A bunch of stuff falling from the sky, including one of the things that, I don't know, you guys, it's a fear I didn't think I needed to worry about.
Okay.
But you can just get hit in the head with a plane.
Oh, this story, yeah. So a couple of people in Indiana had to be taken to hospital on Monday after they were just walking on a path. Now, they were near the airport, but they were walking on a path near the airport, and a single-engine plane fell out of the sky and hit them. So, everyone survived.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Somebody was pretty hurt, but they all survived.
Despite being near an airport, you don't expect that to happen.
No, growing up, I lived under the flight path for many years, as I imagine people here in Ottawa do, live under the flight path.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't really think about it. Well, you do, Connie. You're like, hey, what if that falls out of the sky?
It also happened on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
There's no joke, though, right?
It was not a joke. No, when you get hit by a plane, even a Cessna or something like that, it's...
Someone seriously hurt, so I don't want to mock, but
no,
I mean...
They all survived.
How does a plane fall out of the sky and hit you? Like,
well, that's the thing. Like,
that's the thing.
Like the odds, like you would hear it maybe even.
Impossible odds.
It's not the only person that got some stuff falling from the sky. There's a fellow in Florida, and he's trying to get NASA to cover the damages to his house because a piece of trash from the space station went through his roof.
What? Yeah, I would
and
think
like,
you'd have
like NASA. Blew a hole in his floor as well.
Well, yeah, that's coming at a high speed.
Yeah. So they think it's like a battery that fell off a space station is what they think. And it makes sense because the U.S. Space Command actually tracked a piece of debris from the space station at around the same time it was it hit his house. Like, it would make sense. So I don't know if they're going to...
Like, imagine the battery that runs the space station. Like, you've picked up a car battery. Imagine that thing falling from the edge of the atmosphere
and
go to the Earth's core.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it did. Went through his house and through his floor. Like, right through his... Now, luckily, he wasn't hit, but...
No, his son was home. Yeah. It was okay. Nothing happened. And they have video of it. It's not a very dramatic video. It's just sort of like a Ring camera kind of thing in their house. But NASA might pay him out because there is evidence of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not their fault, kind of. It's like, oh, stuff happens. You put stuff in the air, and sometimes it comes
down. Yeah, but it's not supposed to.
Not supposed to, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Did you guys ever see that show? It was a showcase show starring Mandy Patinkin or Showtime. And it was called Dead Like Me. And he was like the Grim Reaper. It was like a pretty funny show. And
there's
this girl, she died when she wasn't supposed to. It wasn't her time to go. So her job now is as a dead person is to go and touch people who are supposed to die. And they leave a little, and Mandy Patinkin leaves little sticky notes for her and says, this person has to go die. And so she has to go and touch them, but it's always in really wacky ways. Like that, like a battery falling from the sky.
Right.
It's like your time, your punishment for dying when you weren't supposed to is to go and kill all these other people. Yeah.
What a terrible,
why? But she doesn't actually do it.
No, but she's responsible for it. She has to go assign that these people are going to die.
And that's the battle of the show, right?
Well, Mandy Patinkin is not in the video of the show.
Yeah, question. Yeah. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? Yeah.
Well, because weird things happening and people didn't die in this case. It wasn't their time.
Right.
We talked about this yesterday, too, I think. Sometimes it's just not your time to go.
Yeah. And sometimes it just is.
Yeah. And
like,
that's what the show is.
Like when a plane falls out of the sky and hits you.
Right?
No, they're not dead, but I mean.
So it's not a bad show if you want to check it out.
Man, you're really on this show.
It was good.
I'm pumped the show.
What year did this show come out?
Yeah, a while ago.
Where would I find it?
Oh, it would be on any kind of
streaming service,
I would think.
Okay.
Anyway.
I do like right. Mr. Patinkin. Like
yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great as Saul Berenson in Homeland.
Was,
yeah.
So that show is 20 years old.
20 years, wow. 20 years. Time flies.
It ran 2003, 2004.
You killed my father, prepared to die.
Yeah.
Same guy?
Oh, yes, he was Inigo Montoya. Yeah,
of course. And now he's killing people.
Now he's
the Reaper. Go.
Yeah.
It's weird because I follow him on social and he's in his kitchen a lot.
Yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah, he likes cooking. Talks about food quite a bit. Anyways, watch out for planes and satellite bits and Mandy Patinkin.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show dedicated to things that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. If you're looking for a job, it's time for seasonal employment. So they had the Wienermobile for the Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, okay.
That job came up, I think, last month. I think all those positions have been filled. But if you have a hankering to drive the Nutmobile.
Excuse me?
For Planters Peanuts.
Oh.
That's a giant peanut-shaped automobile. And goes all over America, spreading the good word about, all the nuts that Planters makes.
Brazil nuts, filberts.
Well, they don't make them. They grow them.
Yeah,
I guess.
Grow them.
Or buy them from someone who does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's an Nutmobile. I'm trying to figure out if you get to wear the Mr. Peanut costume when you're there, because that would be fun, too.
It's an added bonus for sure if that's in the mix.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Who doesn't want to be Mr. Peanut?
Like, you'd love that job, Jamie.
I would love that job.
Yeah. I don't think it pays much, but it would be fun.
Nuts.
You know.
Yeah.
Nuts. Nutmobile.
You know, like the early days of radio when we were all doing promotions and stuff like that and going out to events for minimum wage and handing out CDs and things. They were fun times.
Sure.
Cash, you see yourself doing it?
Anyway, if you want a job, keep it all mind.
Is that in your mind?
In mine.
Okay.
Oh, in mine. Right.
But no, I don't want to really.
So yeah, go to the Planters Peanut site.
To drive the Nutmobile.
The Nutmobile, yeah.
I knew a couple. Never mind.
Nuts?
No, yeah, sure. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Joe Flaherty's dead.
Yeah.
He died Monday.
Yeah. That's a shame.
82 years old. Yeah, from SCTV, obviously. For those that are too young to have known SCTV, you might remember him. In this role.
Later that night, things were about to get a whole lot worse. But for now,
what is happening?
Commercial.
There we go. Here we go. Play it again.
You suck. Why don't you shut the hell up? Whoa! The club went further than the ball.
Anyways, from Happy Gilmore.
He's the heckler. Man.
What a mess that was. YouTube playing in the background also.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's gone.
One of the great sports hecklers of all time.
Yeah.
Shooter McGavin tweeted about him yesterday, said he remains a iconic fixture of the movie. Because people, when you're golfing, you still go, you will miss this putt, you jackass.
So I guess he won't be in the sequel, right?
No, I imagine.
I don't know if they had filmed any of it yet.
No, I don't think
so. That was a legit question. I wasn't being a dick.
Oh. No. It's too early, I think, in the process. Yeah. I don't think they were filming.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Icon, Canadian, in that crew.
High praise. He wasn't even Canadian. That's how that's how cool he was. We all thought he was Canadian. No, he's from Pittsburgh, I think.
Okay.
He just traveled up to join
the crew.
Canadian,
and,
made himself one of us.
Lots of nice things being said about him. It happens after you die, but.
Tom Green, local guy, he gave a big tweet about it. He was the first guest on the Tom Green Live show. Yeah,
really?
He loved him. He loved him.
Not the standout guy from that crew, like the SCTV crew. Like he's not. When I think of SCTV, he's not the first thing.
John Candy,
Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis, Catherine O'Hara, even right.
But a staple in that group.
Yeah, obviously,
real sweet guys.
Yeah,
so, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this story might interest Jason a little bit because your wife loves making blankets, right? Is that what she likes to do?
Quilting. Yeah, don't call them blankets. She'll punch you right in the throat.
Well, I got 2 years. She's behind on the podcast, right? So, a lady in Richmond. This is in the States, not Richmond, just down the road here. is waiting to hear if she has broken the Guinness World Record for the world's longest crocheted scarf.
Oh, wow.
It's 880 feet long. Three football fields.
How long has she been doing it for?
That's a long time.
Also, why?
Sorry.
Just for the record?
Yeah, I guess.
Or is like, does she have a family member with a really thick neck?
It was initially for Big Neck Nick, but then, yeah. You know, he passed away, so she just kept knitting in honor of him, and now it's 800 feet or whatever.
Crocheted, Chris.
Whatever.
Not
you know what I mean? It's long.
Anyway, it made the news. It's, yeah, like, obviously she's been doing, I've never crocheted. I imagine it takes some time.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Your wife,
she's not a crocheter.
Makes mittens, though, right? She knits mittens, too.
No, she doesn't knit them. She sews them together.
Oh, sews them together?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how long does that take her?
I don't know. Less time than an 880-foot scarf.
Oh, okay, yeah. I imagine. I'm just trying to figure out the math.
Like, a pretty useless item there, 880-foot scarf.
I loved her at Fabricland.
Like, I don't like scarfs in general.
I'm buying fabric. Do you know anything about anything?
Do you not buy yarn at Fabricland? Or Michaels, I guess, right?
You're, like, crossing over all your craft
you get all the different
material crafts.
Maybe spend 5 seconds looking into your story instead of just a headline.
I am. You don't know anything.
Because
every story you click on is a damn video.
So that's your excuse?
I have a blurb.
He just hit his mouth off his microphone.
Good, he should have.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah. I hope you broke your tooth. Call my wife's quilts blankets.
You're telling me you don't get yarn?
Maybe.
Friggin' fabric?
You might.
Jimmy, I don't know. I just know you don't know. And you should know, because this is the story you're bringing to the table.
I've been to Fabricland once.
Okay.
Not about Fabricland, about the story you're talking about.
You need to be more specific.
Anyways. We got Dougie's coming. It's a big scarf. Where's the stupid big scarf?
It's a big scarf.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
216-3849-216-Dougie. That's how you, that's how you always punch into your Sky Talk box there. And it comes to us. And then we play it for everybody. And start calling phones.
Talk boxes?
Sky Talk boxes.
Okay.
It's a little long.
It's a bit long.
Phone.
Yeah, phone. I'm just trying to have a good time, guys. I wish you'd just appreciate some of my creativity.
Let's not have a good time at the expense of accuracy, okay?
Fair enough. Who we got?
Well, we were talking about that Tim's hack.
Oh, right.
With the water.
The roll up the rim.
The roll up the rim, yeah. We'll explain it after, but this didn't work.
Hey, so I bought 50-60 rolls just with hot water using that Tim Hortons tip. And I rolled them all. And I was really excited, and I got nothing. Didn't win once. Not sure what the odds are, but 0 for 60. So I just thought, it warns people. Anyway, cheers.
Well, it worked. He just didn't get lucky with the rolls, but it worked.
Well, he was supposed to buy 100. That was the thing.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's where the odds came into your favor.
Mm. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it matters how many you buy. It's just...
All the hat. Your brother bought 100, right?
He did it twice.
He did it twice. 200. People were doing it.
Yeah. If you don't know, the hack was you buy warm water for 20 cents a cup, and you get a roll for each 20 cents, and then your winnings are always way more than what you've spent on the roll of the rim while it was going. My brother did it twice, legitimately, and he won like $65 worth of stuff.
Yeah. And spent 40.
Yeah. No, that was on the first one.
On the first one, yeah.
I never got an update on the second one. So on 20, he won $65 worth of stuff. On the second 100, I don't know how he did. He's listening via our streaming.
Oh,
so I'm sure I'll get a text in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he should let you know.
Yeah.
He can let us know. What else you got?
This guy's in the same avenue as you, Chris.
Heard you guys talking about the stolen car stuff in Ottawa last week there, and, well, in all of Ontario and Canada, I guess, but... I have a Ram 1500, 2021 classic, white, crew cab, short box. Need it gone. Thanks. Bye. Need it gone. Bye.
You were calling one of their cars to be stolen on the Dougie lot.
That's amazing.
Let's just pick a parking lot somewhere and let people know. Just park your car in that parking lot.
Free vehicles.
I'll give you 24 hours before I report it. Take my Jeep, man. Take my Jeep.
Just put them in the Canadian Tire Center parking lot on off days.
Fair enough.
Let them know.
Yeah, pick a lot, like I mean, lot J.
People were stealing them out of the during games.
Yeah.
So you might as, you know, if you put them in the theft section.
They're probably more inclined if you're like off the 417 because they can just go straight to Montreal, right? So
yeah.
To the port there, so.
Well, yeah, it's pretty close. Just get on Terry Fox there and on your way.
Sure, yeah. But you got to go all the way through the city and out the other side.
Or
just
the
park
Embernex
on the other side.
Park,
oh, by
park.
You. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like by the water park.
Right there.
What's the water park? Calypso there.
Calypso, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just right on the highway gone.
At Limoges.
So my Jeep will be there at 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
With the keys in it, if you want.
I don't think yours is the sought-after vehicle.
It's not at all. That's the problem.
My guess is that Jeep will still be there the following day when you go pick it up.
Even if it was the car, the type of car, it's not the car they want.
No.
Like, they'll open it and be like, ugh, close the door and walk to another car. A dog hair in that stupid thing.
The Biggs and Bar Show. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Auto. What? On the Biggs and Bar Show.
So, sorry. We had a phone call right before we jumped back on.
Oh, that was smokes.
Maybe one of the greatest phone calls we've ever had.
Someone arguing with Jamie. Jamie had the information in front of him. The guy did not have any information in front of him.
But he
still
argued
with Jamie.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. He was
a nice guy.
He just refused to bend on something that we were telling him. Anyways, whatever. Listen, we got 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass it, come back. You got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
I don't know who's on the phone. Let's see.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Eric.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
We're all right. Are you, do you know that there's a new place? The first question?
No, maybe. He does now.
Okay. All right. It's no longer Louisiana. It'll be a new spot.
Different place.
But they're easy to, Jamie makes them easy in the beginning, so. Best of luck to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Eric, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city hosted the 2002 Winter Olympics?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
What delirious and raw comedian turns 63 today?
Eddie Murphy.
What now unneeded weekly magazine hit newsstands 71 years ago today?
Time.
Theodore Kaczynski was finally arrested 28 years ago today. What was his nickname?
Unabomber.
Who would be better to have a few drinks with, Shooter McGavin or Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil.
Oh, wow. Let's go over your answers. Who would be better to have a few drinks with, Shooter McGavin or Dr. Evil? You said Dr. Evil. Jamie's answer is Shooter McGavin.
Because he's just kind of, he's a real jerk, but...
Yeah.
I'd rather have a drink with Dr. Evil.
Really?
I think I'd rather drink with Dr. Evil.
Not the actor. Either one's fine.
Yeah.
As his characters.
As the character?
Yeah.
Theodore Kaczynski finally arrested 28 years ago today. What was his nickname? You knew it was the Unabomber.
Yeah.
What now unneeded weekly magazine hit newsstands 71 years ago today? You said Time. It's actually TV Guide, which we
TV Guide.
Haven't needed that for some time.
Yeah.
What delirious and raw comedian turned 63 today? You knew it was Eddie Murphy?
Only 63?
Yeah, I thought he was older than that.
He must have been so young when he popped onto the scene, no?
Eddie?
He must have been so young.
He was like 20 or 21 when he did Delirious, I think. He's super young. Wow. I can't remember.
And what city hosted the 2002 Winter Olympics? Even though you did not know we had changed the question, you did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be.
So, pretty good, Eric. Close.
Almost. Not bad, Eric. If you just knew TV Guide.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for the opportunity, guys. Have a great day.
No worries. You too.
See you, bud.
All right.
I was close. He was pretty good.
I was like,
I wouldn't have gotten those questions. The Unabomber, probably not. I don't ever remember. Because it called him Theodore. Maybe if you said
Ted. Ted, because, yeah.
Sorry.
Not only three. I thought a lot more people were killed with this mail bombing.
22.
Oh, when Eddie Murphy broke onto the scene?
Delirious. Eddie Murphy was 22 when he released Delirious.
So it was Delirious before Raw?
Yeah.
Those were huge back in the day, were they not?
Was it not? Was Delirious before Raw?
No,
you got me all
mixed up. It was before my time.
Like, don't remember.
I know like my brother like loved, he's your guy's age, like loved those.
It was very funny.
Specials.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were.
They still are kind of fun, like when you watch them back.
Yeah.
They're not really with the times. But
No. There's a few concepts that people might...
That may be politically incorrect.
Yes, yeah, a few.
2024.
These days, but...
In their heyday. Yeah. In their heyday.
Watch them as a period piece. You're good.
Yeah.
You can't look back and...
And morally audit
people. Like, it's the worst things that's happened in the last 5 years. But, yeah. No. Anyways. 22. Biggest stand-up comedian in the world. Like, power. Yeah. That's nuts. Anyways. Listen. We got Circle Time coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what these two yahoos are bringing to the table. But I got a surprise.
Okay.
Surprise.
Oh, great.
You two gents, you're going to be excited about it. Are we going to eat this lasagna you brought in for breakfast?
Yeah. Let's go eat it now. Right.
Okay. Shay 106.
Anybody find me somebody to love?
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Spot in the show, each brings something to the table the others might not be aware of. You want to go first, Jason?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, an Ottawa City councillor, Laura Dudas,
you may remember,
wanted to have Ottawa officially recognized as the shawarma capital of Canada, which I think we all know anyway.
What do you mean officially recognized? Like, in what capacity?
Well, they're going to vote on it today for something.
What? Who's going to vote on it? Like city council?
City council. Yeah.
For what?
I guess to make it part of their...
official identity?
I guess so.
What?
Yeah.
So it's going to be on the signs when you drive into town?
I don't want that on the signs.
I doubt it.
Like, I'm all for shawarma. I love shawarma. Yeah. I mean, we have the best shawarma in the country, no doubt, and we have the most restaurants by far.
We have about 200 shawarma restaurants in Ottawa.
But we're the capital of the country. That should be enough. Like, why do we have to also say we're the shawarma capital, also capital of the country?
It just has to be... Well, we're the capital.
I don't mind it.
You don't have to expand
it. I don't mind it because as... we all know people think Ottawa is very not fun and boring.
That's fair.
A lot of people in Canada don't even think people live in Ottawa. They just think politicians
live
here.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the often forgotten city.
Yeah.
Like Las Vegas. Everyone thinks it's just people on vacation and gamblers.
People live there too.
Yeah, there's families and something.
Believe it or not, schools and things like that. Yeah.
So I don't mind being called the. The shawarma capital of Canada.
I mean, it's accurate. I'm not saying it's not. I just don't think you need to say it. You know? But anyway, okay. And you need to vote on it.
Yeah, I guess I'm assuming it's going to pass.
But, yeah.
Because what harm does it do?
I will no longer call this the nation's capital. We will now just call it the shawarma capital of Canada. I mean, if you want to remove all the politicians and just have shawarma restaurants, I'm for that.
Yeah.
I am for that. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, do you guys ever, when you're falling asleep, your wife asks you a question right as your eyes are about to close.
Uh-huh.
And it's like something...
Yeah, it's every husband on the face of the earth,
odd. Mm. So we're laying there the other night, and I was literally like that, like eyes. I was like, ah. She goes, do fish drink or just breathe? And I went, I don't know.
I'm not sleeping now for hours.
I said, well, now I'm awake. I said, I don't know. I would think the fish would not get thirsty.
Did you not just look it up on Google?
I said, I think they breathe. I said, I think they just breathe. Because when you take it out of water, they die.
Do you want to know the answer?
Well, of course.
I did a quick Google search.
Okay.
It says, as well as getting water through osmosis, saltwater fish, especially, need to purposefully drink water in order to get enough into their system.
But aren't they always drinking?
I would think.
Well, their throat closes probably when they breathe. Just let the water go through their gills. And they probably have to open their throat and drink a little bit.
Freshwater apparently different.
Freshwater fish just directs them into their digestive tract.
Yeah.
Ow.
So they kind of drink.
Because you'd think they're just always drinking.
Yeah, they
just
do it differently, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, they're always...
always drinking.
Yeah. It's not like there's a shortage of water where fish live, generally.
Usually.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't look it up because I'd already put my phone down for the night. As I said, I was about to fall asleep.
Did you dream of a fish after that? No?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Possibly. Anywho, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, no worries.
Now you know. You learned something.
No, I know.
Gents, I have a surprise. Yeah. Jamie, I sent you a piece of audio.
Okay.
Can we start the surprise with that audio, please?
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right.
You're talking about McDonald's milkshakes, and I haven't had one in, like, forever. Man, drinking a milkshake out of a paper straw
is like terrible. It doesn't really work so well. Your mouth's getting all like gross from the soggy paper. Like it was not an enjoyable experience at all.
I've never, I don't think I've had a milkshake through a paper straw.
No, but you wouldn't. I don't think you could.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I heard something about milkshakes.
Do they bring all the boys to the yard?
I've heard that as well.
Is that true?
I have heard that.
I just heard that.
I think
that.
There's a song about
it. I just heard
it.
That in the hall. Somebody said that they bring all the boys to the yard. Is that accurate?
I believe so. All right.
So to help us answer that question.
Okay.
From that super topical, very recent released song about bringing milkshakes to the yard.
Uh-huh.
I have brought in all the things required for us to make milkshakes.
Oh, look amazing. At you.
I brought in ice cream. I brought in milk. I got a blender. I got cups with plastic straws, not paper. Not kill the environment, like permanent cups. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's nice. How nice
and,
of you.
We're going to make some milkshakes and see if it brings the boys to the yard.
Okay. So we're going to...
And hand out some Bings and Bar milkshakes this morning.
All right.
We only have enough for like 12. I only have cups for 12 milkshakes.
Oh, really?
So
we'll see if it'll bring 12 boys to the yard to grab a free milkshake.
We're not going to give out the address right now. We're not going to remind anybody. We just want to see if the magic of milkshakes.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
bring boys to the yard. I want to know. We got to know. We got to answer the question. Otherwise, Kalise or whatever her name is a liar. Is it Kellis?
Kellis, I think.
Kellis.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's a hot new track.
Are you going to dance, too?
No.
Okay. No, just milkshakes.
No. We're just finding out if the truth of the song, of the message, that milkshakes bring boys to the yard.
So you're not going to be standing out there.
No, we're just going to put milkshakes. I got little signs that say, for the boys in the yard, we're going to put in the cups.
Nice.
All right, so we'll do that coming up.
I'm looking forward to milkshakes.
I got chocolate, I got butterscotch swirl, and
ooh.
I got...
Oh, my goodness. I would think some boys will be coming to this yard.
So we're not going to say what yard.
Okay.
We're not cheating. We're not using the power of radio to pull people in. It has to be the power of the milkshakes. We'll find out coming up in Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Last week, we discussed about milkshakes and how drinking them through plastic straws or paper straws is terrible.
Not great.
We got a phone call on our Dougie line. So we thought that opened up the discussion if milkshakes actually bring the boys to the yard.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Let me see.
I don't see any.
Well, we haven't made milkshakes yet. But we have everything in studio right now to make milkshakes. So we're going to make some right now and see if it brings some boys to the yard. Just for science. You want me to go around and make some? Okay. You guys, you okay, Jamie? Jamie is probably going to die.
I was quick, boy.
As he ran down to the studio or down.
Right after he's eating lasagna and garlic bread, I sprinted 2 flights of stairs.
You okay? Are you going to throw up?
No, I'm great. I'm just out of breath.
If you're wondering why he ate lasagna and garlic bread, it's because I lost the auto what bet, and that was my breakfast today.
Man,
brought in
good.
A lasagna and garlic bread.
What flavor you guys want to start with? What first flavor of milkshake should we make?
I mean, I'm not really particular about it.
I'm gonna do
whatever one is the easiest for you to open because you've been having a tough time.
I've been having a tough time. Well, my wife made nice stickers.
Yeah, yeah.
That say for the boys in the yard to put on the cups that we're going to leave outside. Nice. And but they're a psalm of bitch to peel, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Well, there's no split in them. You got to, like, peel them from the corner. So Jamie's brought Chris a plastic ladle.
A soup ladle.
There's no ice cream scoop.
Well, I bought an ice cream scoop, but I don't know what happened to it. How come it didn't make it?
I think that looks pretty good. Bigger than a ice cream scoop as well. So Chris is scooping the ice cream right now.
Ice cream to milk.
One more scoop.
Yeah, and then that makes it. Don't make it too runny.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a runny shake.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty good.
It's good. How much milk?
It's a test run. Well, we'll tell you. So Chris is opening the milk.
For years, I had suggested that we do a cooking segment on the radio because I thought it would be funny. And now we're actually doing it. Well, we're not cooking. You're just making milkshakes, but you get the idea.
Okay. You are not great at opening things.
Chris, pouring the milk.
Is that enough?
I think that's good for now.
Good milk?
Give her a dance.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Oh, no, Christopher.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Did you not?
You have not put the blender on properly.
What do you mean I have not put the blender on?
You have to clip it in.
Or something.
It's it. It doesn't go on anymore.
Oh, there's milk everywhere. No boys are coming to the yard now.
What is happening?
You're just tuning in. We're making milk. Well, Chris is trying to make a milkshake.
To bring boys to the yard.
It's
milk
everywhere.
Yeah, I have eyes. Here's some Kleenex.
Just basically poured milk.
You just right pouring milk right onto the desk. God forbid you didn't try to blend.
Oh.
So did it click in?
It was clicked in.
No, it is not. It is loose. So Chris has grabbed. There's a hole in the blender. Is there a blade?
Did you break the blender?
Oh.
Is the blade in, man?
Yes, dude.
Not with the washer.
No,
it's every. Now you're just pouring it on the table.
There is milk everywhere.
Can we just eat ice cream instead?
And Kellis is so mad at us right now.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And we're going to work on this here.
Man.
You know, later
on. Catastrophe.
Later on, you know, when we retire, people will say, what was it that made the show great? And we will say, our radio cooking segment.
Yeah. You're not going to try and blend right now.
Oh, it's going to go everywhere.
Dude. Huh?
What are you?
Oh, stop it.
Unplug it.
It's spraying everywhere. I don't think there's the blade in there.
Yeah, I don't. You're going to have
to. What do you mean? What, move the chocolate around? Something move the just ice cream around?
The
blade's in there.
Oh, my goodness.
This cooking segment is going awry.
No, yeah. We're not getting hired by Food Network now.
No.
Well, we can come back.
We're
going to
work on some milkshakes.
It's not his fault.
We'll let you know.
He rarely prepares food. He just eats it out of the container.
Let you know when the milkshakes are in the yard.
Oh, man.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
Might not be today.
No.
Might not be today.
All right. We'll be. Hey, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
We're back here.
Yeah, hey.
So Chris seems to have figured out the blender problem. The blade just wasn't screwed in.
It was very loosely
screwed in.
Let's backtrack. We're trying to make milkshakes to see if it brings the boys to the yard. And the blender was not properly assembled by myself.
Right.
So we had quite the mess in here.
There's a lot of milk
and
just
then,
all over.
And
then you got it going during the commercial break, and you poured it into a cup and then realized that the cup you brought had a hole in the bottom.
The cups I just bought from Canadian Tire.
Oh, man.
Cups.
Okay.
One of them, the first one, has a giant hole in the bottom.
Yeah, so that's been averted now. The disaster's been averted, and you've been able to make a milkshake. There we go.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Success. Milk not flying everywhere in the studio anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
something's coming off the back end, but we can discuss that. That just might be residual.
Residual.
Oh, I see.
You don't mind a little seepage, but, you know, if it's flying out.
And this cup works?
Yeah, not coming out the bottom?
Nice.
Right on.
All right, there's one milkshake. We'll see if it brings the boys to the yard. That's like chocolate milk, yeah.
We got it.
It might be a bit thin, but it'll probably taste great. No, Chris is just drinking and not bringing it to anybody.
Oh, temperature changing color there.
That's a little thin. We got a little more ice cream to that.
So that's your experimental one.
Yeah, this is a...
All right.
All right.
This cooking segment that we're doing is gone from a disaster to now a success.
Okay.
People asking for video of the event.
I don't know if we have video of the event, but
we'll find out. We'll see.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Ottawa's Rock Station. It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours. I say Ottawa's Rock Station. You play that song. Welcome to it. We're the Biggs and Barr Show. We have been testing the... theory that milkshakes bring boys to the yard today because it's relevant and timely. So we've been making milkshakes in studio.
One boy.
Yeah, one boy came. We've given away one milkshake.
Matt
came to get a milkshake from our yard. Jason Barr is currently down. Are you at the yard yet?
Yeah, I'm just about to head outside here in the yard. Let me open the door and make sure I can get back in again so I don't have to run around the building. I'm out here in the yard.
Okay. Are there any boys? And
no boys as of yet.
Okay. All right.
So I'm setting the milkshakes down on top of the road salt bin that is in front of our station.
I don't know what you find so funny. We're just doing a scientific test here.
Yeah. I don't see any boys coming to the yard yet. We just had the one boy, Matt.
All right, well, come back in, because you can't be a part of the attraction.
I see. Yeah, that's true. I'm very attractive.
You're messing with the true science of this experiment.
Do you want me to sit here and spy for a while to see if the boys are coming in?
So,
all right, let me just come in the door here, and then I'll hide behind the blinds, and maybe the boys will come to the yard then.
Yeah, we'll find out.
If you're just tuning in and wondering what the hell is going on, we got a call on the line. Fella said you can't drink milkshake with a paper straw. We agreed, and then Chris said, I heard, though, it brings the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
So we're testing it out. That was the other day.
Yeah.
And so far, you're not wrong.
They brought a boy to the yard.
They brought one boy to the yard. These nice homemade milkshakes.
Yeah. Made in studio after a disaster, like a complete, like the sacrifice we've made, milk everywhere.
Well, let's say what the disaster was. You just didn't screw the blender together.
Listen. All right. Live and learn. I'm not a professional milkshaker. Okay. My name's not Kellis. We're finding out if it brings the boy. And they're pretty tasty. I mean, it's just ice cream and milk. It's not like you can mess up the recipe.
Yeah. It's hard to screw up.
So, but there are three now out there in front of the radio station.
Okay.
And we will. How long are we going to wait here to see if we see if a boy?
Well, I'll stay down here for the rest of the morning if you want. I'm good with that. Okay. But
now, it isn't typically a morning food.
Mm.
Or beverage.
Some people drink milk in the morning.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Cereal? That's true.
Lots of
this is just colder than normal milk.
Yeah.
The car slowed down. I thought that was a boy. I thought it was another boy coming to the yard.
Still, no. Only one boy. Well, we can say milkshakes bring the boy to the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say plural.
Can't say plural yet until we get a second boy.
Sounds weirder and weirder every time we say it.
Sure does.
The way we say, hey, is there a boy in the yard? Yeah.
It sure does sound weird.
Yeah. All right, well.
Okay, Jason.
Stand by.
Yes.
Okay.
We have Jason down in the yard. What is the official update? Are there any more boys in the yard, Jason?
Not yet, no. There's still three lonely milkshakes sitting in a tray on top of a road salt bin outside our studios at 2001 Thurston Drive.
Well, I mean, someone texted if I wasn't 45 minutes away, I'd be there. But that doesn't help us.
Yeah, good call. Don't take 45 minutes out of your day to come here for a milkshake.
All right, well, I guess, we'll play a song.
Yeah, we'll come back to you.
And we'll see. Yeah, you stay down there, Jason. Right, just for one song. And we'll get a report from you if there's any more boys in the yard. All right. Man, science, eh?
Science. Yeah, that's what you call it.
Amazing.
Wait, there's a boy coming to the yard. Hold on. Unless
is
that's
that a boy?
Hold on, I paused GNR. So someone probably got so mad. I paused the song. It's a boy to the yard.
You could have kept the song going. It was like a 90-minute intro
on
that
song. You had to make sure.
Jason. A black car coming up. He's getting out. You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, go talk to the boys in the yard.
Hey, how are you? Good. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan's here with another boy.
Yes. Two boys in the yard.
Two boys in the yard. So that means we've had three boys in the yard.
Yes.
Help yourself to milkshakes, fellas. Amazing.
It works.
Have a great day.
It works.
There you go. There's still one milkshake left.
Hold those up again. Tell him to hold those up again.
He's got them.
He's got
them. It works.
That's fantastic.
All right.
That's amazing. All right.
All right. Going to come back up?
Yeah, we're done. With science experiment over.
Okay, I'll leave it.
Another boy coming to the yard.
All right. There you go. No, that's just JP.
That's JP.
That's our engineer. He's a boy. He could have a milkshake.
He's going to be super pumped that there's sticky ice cream all over the studio. Okay.
All right. Get back to Guns N' Roses.
Okay. The Biggs and Barr Show.
You missed it earlier today. We did a bit of a social science experiment to see if the milkshakes really did bring the boys to the yard, as illustrated in the 2003 hit by pop artist Kellis.
Timely, man. We're on the ball here. We're on the ball.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
A couple boys.
Three boys
came to the yard to get milkshakes.
Matt, Dan, and Dan's friend, whose name I didn't get.
And then another boy came in and left and didn't take the last milkshake is down there. It.
Gave a thumbs up, turned around, and left. Anyway, there's still a milkshake.
Yeah. There's also circle time.
Mm-hmm.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
All right, you, sir.
Well, you know, there's that incognito mode on Google, which I've never bothered to use.
No, I've never used it in my life.
But apparently a lot of people did, with the understanding that you would be incognito and they wouldn't keep the browsing history of people. Well, turns out Google did.
Google!
So, there was a lawsuit, and now Google will destroy the private browsing history of millions of people who used incognito.
I would hope so.
So,
supposed to be private.
It says, like, when you go to it, it says your work can still find out if they want to. The police can still find out. So don't go on incognito and then think you could look up how to hire a hitman.
They're not deleting it if people can find it.
I guess through the law, they can have to.
Legally. But I don't know. That's just what it is.
Get it together, Google.
If you think anything you do on the internet is
not
monitored by somebody
or anything you say.
Most people don't, like, most things you do, most they don't care about. They just want to be able to sell you stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of it's for any evil reasons. It's just to make money. That's all it's all for.
You look like looking at bears in bikinis. No one's going to care unless they can sell you one.
Like, everyone's so worried about AI taking over the world in terms of, like, murdering us all. And no, work about AI taking all the jobs. Like, that's what they're pushing AI to do.
Yeah.
So, not take over the world. Anyways, what do you got, James?
Monday, big day coming up. It's the solar eclipse.
Sure is.
Yeah.
That is happening on Monday.
Right.
If you haven't heard about it, we are just north here in Ottawa of the path of totality.
Pretty good. Over 98%.
Yeah, which is amazing. If I got that on a school thing, I'd be tickled pink. So, don't know if it means anything bad these days. Who knows?
Tickle pink?
Yeah.
I think you're okay. You never know. You think I'm okay? I think you can still say it.
Anyway, we're doing something to celebrate Monday morning on this show.
Yeah.
We're calling it. We're saying what we're calling it? Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Just the name?
Yeah, just the name.
Okay.
Free Clips.
Free Clips Day.
Free Clips Day.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to come by the radio station here and celebrate.
Can come by.
You can.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I would.
In the fashion of getting milkshakes today.
Yeah, just like that. And it's Free Clips Day.
Yeah.
Just know that.
And you're in charge of it, Jamie?
Yes, I am the...
Of Free Clips Day?
Yes, I am
okay. The
guy.
I guess we'll suss out some of the more pertinent information as the week goes along, right?
Yes.
Nothing. I was going to say it makes sense you're the guy on Free Clips Day.
Okay. Why?
No reason. Because you have this...
No, please tell me.
You have the same skin tone as the moon. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, I see.
Like, you're like a...
That was very quick.
You're
cover
very
up.
Pasty.
I see.
Anyways.
What do you got, Chris?
There's a list that's been put out that I thought I'd share. 10 things that are overpriced but still totally worth it.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything's overpriced right now, but these are. So number 10 is divorce.
Oh, wow. Oof,
I don't know about that. That could be pretty expensive.
It can be.
But for some, it's worth it.
Yeah, some it is. A winter coat. Like a really good winter coat.
I haven't owned a winter coat for years.
Yeah, I haven't worn like a really good one. You have a good one. I have a really good one.
I just layer.
It's almost too good. It's like too warm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So if you only have one coat and it's too warm, then you're in trouble.
Quality pots and pans.
That's true. I have some nice pots and
You got to have a good pots and pans.
They are much better.
They can be expensive.
Sure can.
These I've just recently, I got them as a gift. The premium wireless noise-canceling headphones, like the iBud.
Are they similar to noise-canceling headphones?
What did I say?
You said nose. So...
Yeah.
So I don't want those.
Sorry, noise. Noise canceling.
If I put them in and I can't smell anymore, that's sort of weird. But.
They're fantastic, though. I love mine. So yeah, I would agree with that. Experiences is on here. Kick rocks on
that
one.
If you enjoy it, sure.
Yeah. It's such a wide
range. I'm a pretty frugal guy, but when I go on vacation, I don't really care about it. I just go.
You don't need to say how expensive it was, but you went to Disney with your boys when they were young, and you said it was worth like every penny.
Of course, yeah, because we had a great time. It was a fun time.
But it's expensive.
It's ridiculously expensive.
Dental care, yes.
Yeah, sure.
A guy's had a few toothaches. Like, there's nothing worse than... Uh-huh. Horrendous dental pain. Air conditioning's on there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for sure. Not number one. That is totally worth it.
Yeah, it's, hiring movers.
Absolutely. That is well worth the money. Yeah.
A quality mattress.
Well, we could attest to that.
And
to our friends at Sleep Country.
Yeah. We've all been recently got one of those. They're fantastic. And good, comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uncomfortable shoes. A pain in the feet. It's a real pain in the feet.
That might be the greatest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable shoes are a real pain in the feet.
It can be, right?
Yeah, that's good.
If you ever lose your job here, you got a job writing slogans for companies.
Remember, I bought those cheap shoes and ended up having to cut the backs off of them, remember?
Yeah, instead of just getting different shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because they were cheap. If I had got expensive shoes, I would have had to cut the backs off my shoes.
Or you could have done like most people do and just bought another pair of shoes and not worn the ones instead of cutting the backs off like some psycho walking around with backless shoes.
What, you think I won the lottery?
They were like $9 shoes.
They were $11. And I cut the backs off. They were much more comfortable, but still.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
What's the latest update on the weather, Jason? The
storm I can have
and stuff,
a look and see.
Coming through that we're supposed to
There's still the snowfall warning. So this would be from Environment Canada as of 8 a.m.
Okay.
They're still saying 10 to 15 centimeters of snow tonight and another 5 tomorrow possible.
Okay.
So,
but not guaranteed.
Still not guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Except for Dougie lines.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You want to leave us a message 24 hours a day, you can do so. 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
I want to hear the judgiest judge that ever judged.
Sure.
Coming from a guy with no nose. Can you believe
it's no nose?
No nose. Listen to this Judgerton. Jerk judge.
Yeah, so I just got behind a pink Chrysler Sebring convertible, which is fine and all, but the license plate is marked out in pink, and it says Dad's Toys. How broke or sad do you have to be that that's your dad's toy? Like, that's what you worked a whole life to save up for is a Chrysler Sebring?
Yeah, maybe.
Not everyone has to save up for a new nose.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah, that is a judgiest judge of judges.
Yeah, he's a bit of a judge mm-hmm. on that one for sure.
What if someone really likes a Chrysler Sebring?
Yeah.
What if, like you said, it's the only convertible that was they could afford at that time?
Yeah.
What if it was bought for his daughter and he happened to be driving it at that time?
But he calls his own daughter his toy? That's a bit
weird. Dad's
toy. Or she calls him dad? Or
yeah, dad's toy. He's like, dad.
No, that doesn't work out.
Anyway.
In any way.
I don't know why you have to judge people based on the car they drive. You know?
Yeah. I will make fun of a friend's car if it's garbage, but I will still love that friend. Like, I won't treat them any different except for making fun of their car. But that's what guys do, though. But I would never do that to somebody I didn't know. That would be rude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have a friend in this building who is a very conservative human, but he bought himself a red car.
Yes.
So we call it the liberal wagon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Which makes him absolutely insane.
Which is amazing.
Because he's not.
No, he's the most conservative human we know. But,
yeah.
But
hey, how's the liberal wagon?
Driving around there in the Trudeau mobile.
Yeah.
It really
rubs him the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. He's threatened to, like, I'm calling the Star Hotline or whatever it is that we have to, the rat line here, Rogers.
Rogers rat line,
whatever it's called.
I'm going to write a letter to my MP.
But we don't actually think any less of him.
Oh, we don't care.
For his car. For his personality, definitely. But not for his car.
And that was a big thing because his old car broke and he bought this nice new car. It just happened to be red. And then, the liberal
we
wagon.
Do not let a day go by.
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all.
That and I ask him if he cuts his own hair.
Yeah.
He might.
He fell for the thing. I've fallen for it before, too, when I was asked him, like, oh, don't worry, man. We'll get him. He's like, what? It's like, we'll get him. Don't worry. Get who? I said, whoever gave you that haircut, man. We'll get him. Don't worry. Don't worry. And he's like, oh. Yeah. We call him Slick sometimes because he slicks his hair. Yeah. Wow. He
We're
probably loves us.
We're the best
he probably
guys.
Loves
We're the
us.
Best guys to work with.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't make fun of that person's pink.
No, don't make fun of a stranger's car.
Yeah.
No nose.
You don't know their situation.
Yeah.
No nose.
No nose. Settle down.
All right. All right. We got one more. This is from one of the boys that came and picked up a shake.
All right. All right.
Boy Matt here.
It's the shake, boys. Very yummy. I was sorry for being a little impatient, but I had to check on my truck. And anyway, thanks for the shake again. All right. See you, fellas.
Bye.
Skip it.
Is that last shake still sitting down there on top of the salt box?
Yeah, there was still a shake in the air last time we checked.
Yeah,
it's still there. Right? It's still good. Like, it's only like 4 degrees outside. It's fine.
Still a shake in the yard. Well, I mean, the song's true. It brought boys to the yard.
Yeah, it did.
She didn't say how many.
No.
I mean, it was only three. But the boys came to the yard and they got their shakes. So, science proven.
Yep.
We should do a series.
A cooking segment?
The science of songs, where we take things said in songs and test to see if they're true.
That's a good idea.
Because Kellis, we can now say true. Mm-hmm. Truth. We can keep a stat sheet going. We can just find, like skip ahead here. Like, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? That's too specific. But I mean, that's what we got coming up. But like some song titles that have like, that claim things or songs that make claims that we can do within the confinement of this radio station. For science. The science of music.
None of these songs for the next hour and a half.
I mean, it might take some digging, James, beyond just scrolling for five seconds.
I understand that.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners could contribute.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, claims made in songs.
That can scientifically, yeah. Can we scientifically test? We now can scientifically 100% say that milkshakes do bring the voice to the earth.
Yes, we do. Yep.
See?
And doesn't matter the age of the song.
No.
We're not concerned with being topical.
Obviously not. You know? Like, can Backbone slide? I'm just talking old music.
Yeah, we'll think of some.
We should let it be.
Probably right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll work on it. All right. Have a great day. Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Give us a listen. Don't forget 9 o'clock next name for our payday. If you want to make some money, just listen to this radio station and go to swingbyshay106.com and vote on the March Madness of Small Town.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, everybody, who had fun with us today. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.